Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Tonight's program is more centered around the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, a dhikr majlis. So inshallah we'll commence the program with some recitation of durood and salawat. Inshallah the kitabs will be given out. When we, just to remind the brothers, when we recite durood and salawat, then this is also a great form of ibadah. And our durood and salawat is being conveyed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly. They are specific angels who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created with a specific task and objective of receiving and conveying the durood and salawat of every single person. Our late Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that when we recite this durood and salat, so Allah Ta'ala has given us all the ability to fantasize. So instead of using our imagination for haram things, so he used to say that imagine that you are standing in front of the Rawdah-e Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just picture yourself right in front of the Rawdah-e Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reciting this durood and salawat. Or as we said, they imagine that the angels are taking this durood and salawat and they are conveying it directly to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then inshallah the kayfiyat and the feeling will be very different. A person will be much more focused. There was one girl in the madrasa during the life of Zamanis Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi. She developed a love for reciting this durood and salawat. So she used to read it sometimes 3-4 times a day, this 40 durood and salawat. So one night she saw in a dream that she was seated on a camel and she was reciting this durood and salawat. And suddenly she saw a very handsome man coming towards the camel and indicating to her that you seem to like reciting this. So she said yes. So he held the camel and he moved the camel to a garden which she says she had never seen in her entire life, the beauty of which. And that person then said that this is for you in lieu of the recitation of this durood and salawat. And then she understood in a dream that that handsome person was none other than Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was the glad tidings that were given to her. So therefore this recitation of durood and salawat is a very, very great thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that kind of muhabbat, awleed, ma'ayus, patel, zahab, rahmatullahi, and all our ahlullah, no matter who they may be. One condition for wilayat is deep-hearted love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You cannot be a friend of Allah or a pious person without having the ishq and the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that kind of muhabbat once. Our late Maulana Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi was standing outside Masjid al-Nabawi. And so he was just staring at the green door. So if it was one of myself or one of us, so we would have probably be looking at the architectural integrity of the green door. We'll be looking at the colors and how nice it is and, you know, all those kind of things. So there was a doctor that passed by and he made salam, South African doctor. So Maulana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah himself said, this person actually disturbed me. So he said, Maulana, you seem to be in very deep thought. So he says, I'm just contemplating about the flights that are coming in and going out. So what flights are you talking about? So he says that we learn in Hadith that there are angels that are assigned with the task of conveying durood and salawat. So I'm thinking to myself that everywhere in the world, somebody or the other is reciting durood and salawat. In our tahiyyat, we're making durood and salawat. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was. So some people are in tashahud, another person is giving azan, another person, and there's some people who read, who make it there, ma'mool to recite durood and salam every day. So somewhere or the other in the world, these flights are coming in and going out, and we know that the adhan, for example, 24 hours a day, the adhan is being called out some part of the world or the other. The name of Nabi Kareem Sasam is being mentioned. So I'm just thinking about all the flights that are coming in and going out. What kind of maqbooliyat Allah Ta'ala has given Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is when a person has got that deep-hearted love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On that same incident, or same topic of the Ahlullah, Hazrat Wala Shah Akhi Martar Sahab once was in Makkatul Mukarrama. By Firoz Mehman mentioned this incident. He was Khalifa of Hazrat Wala. So he said that it was Jummah, and we went a little early to the masjid before Jummah Salah, crowds to try and make it early. So as he was seated, I was sitting next to Hazrat paying attention, but Hazrat was gone into a different world. As I noticed, Hazrat started to tear. Continuously tearing. The adhan of Jummah was then given, the khutbahs were given, the salah to Hazrat was only crying. So later on I, you know, gathered some courage when we were back in the room. I said, Hazrat, what happened to you? I noticed you seated next to you. Very, very emotional. Now imagine. So he says, whilst I was sitting there, my eye fell onto the mountains of Makkah Sharif, the mountains. And I thought to myself that my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was once upon a time, he was a shepherd. And he must have also gone on these mountains with that flock of sheep. So in that feeling, that ishq overcame me, and I just couldn't hold myself and I just started tearing, that I am looking at the same mountain upon which my Nabi Kareem Sasam was. And even his couplets, Kaha meri qismat tawaf e haram, jis zami par chale te Nabi ke qadam. That, Ya Allah, where is my good fortune? Sinful, weak one like myself, where is my good fortune that I have been given the opportunity to make tawaf around your haram, jis zami par chale te Nabi ke qadam. Upon this very earth, Nabi Kareem Sassam's feet has touched. My feet are touching that very earth that my Nabi Kareem Sassam's foot tread on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that kind of ishq and that kind of muhabbat. That is a topic in itself, that when a person becomes a ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true ishq of Nabi Kareem Sassam, what is the lip service that we confine ourselves to praising Nabi Kareem Sasam? But one is the true ishq. And that true ishq was found in the lives of the Sahaba-i-Kiram of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just today with the students in the Seerah lesson, there was an incident where Nabi Kareem Sasam, that entire incident of the Battle of Badr, how when Nabi Kareem Sasam was going to intercept the caravan of Abu Sufyan, and suddenly, Abu Sufyan sent a message to the Quraysh, who had all invested in that particular caravan, to come and assist him against Nabi Kareem Sasam. So Nabi Kareem Sasam had not intended to go into war, but now since the Quraysh were coming with the intention of war, and Nabi Kareem Sasam had to intercept that caravan, because the whole objective of the caravan was to use that funds to buy weapons to attack the Muslims in Madinatul Munawwarah. So Nabi Kareem Sasam tried to stop and obstruct that whole incident from taking place. But the Quraysh then came with the intention of war. Nabi Kareem Sassam turned around to the Sahaba Ikram and says, look, this is the situation. And Nabi Kareem Sassam was testing them. So subhanAllah, Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, we will not be like the people of Musa, who said to their Nabi, when Musa alayhi salam made the call, that look, we are about to wage and go into battle with the enemy, we need your help. So they turned around, the Jews turned around and said to Musa alayhi salam, that idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hahuna qa'idun. That you and your Rabb go, your Allah is very powerful, you very strong. You go fight. We staying here. We're not moving one inch. This is what the Jews said. So the Sahaba Ikram said, Ya Rasulullah, we will not do this. We will fight till the last drop of blood, but we are here at your side and we will defend you. This was the ishq and the mahabbat and the love that the Sahaba Ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It, as we say, it is a chapter in itself. The kind of ishq that Sahaba Ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. It baffles the mind. Suffice to say one couplet. The mushrik who went to witness how the Sahaba Ikram interacted with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prior to the conquest of Makkah al-Mukarramah, when he came back to the disbelievers to report what is happening. So he turned around and he said in Arabic, in such an eloquent manner, he says, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا أَحَبَّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. That I have never seen anyone love anyone like how the companions of Muhammad love Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've never seen anything. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that kind of fraction of that kind of muhabbat and true muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The evidence of it is that how much are we prepared to sacrifice our desires in emulating the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the true yardstick and measurement of one's love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna al-muhibba lima muti'u. If a person loves another, then he wants to be like that person. He wants to obey that person. He wants to please that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفرني واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Recite one tasbih of La ilaha illallah. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that should become part and parcel of our lives. It is not something that's just done once a week, but rather should be done on a daily basis. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that will give sukoon to the heart. Allah says, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. That it is only in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the heart will find satisfaction. Today we find people are searching for satisfaction, they're searching for contentment in the material things of this world. So the person is trying to get one more item of luxury and another item of luxury and another item of luxury, all to give him some comfort. But what people are failing to realize is that that comfort is only external comfort. As the other day, I got a call from a person extremely wealthy. But the condition is such that the person has got such problems and is facing such severe difficulty that the person cannot sleep at night. He cannot sleep at night. He had so much of wealth. Wealth to such an extent that the person has got somebody to cook prepare the food, somebody else to drive the vehicles, somebody else to see to the children. All of that is in place. Security, everything. But Allah Ta'ala sends down such a condition on the person, may Allah protect us. Amen. But the person has got no contentment, such fikr and pareshani, they can't sleep at night. So the person can have the most exquisite bed, the most beautiful home, the most beautiful carpet, but that contentment is missing. And that contentment can only be achieved when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the person sukoon in the heart. As Hazrat Wala says, sukoon e jaha tum kaha dhoondte ho. Sukoon e jaha tum kaha dhoondte ho. Sukoon e jaha hai nizam e Madina. Then where are you searching for sukoon? You're searching and searching for sukoon, you're not going to find it. Sukoon you will get in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fulfilling the commands and the ahkam of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is when we will get sukoon. And that sukoon is something that is in the heart. And Allah has kept it in the heart. It is a secret. If everyone knew what sukoon was, then in one couplet, as it were, I even mentioned, the kuffar knew what sukoon was and he knew where it was, that it was in the hearts of people, they would try and kill you to try and get that sukoon. But Allah Ta'ala made it such that outwardly the person, that wali of Allah, outwardly appears to be in difficulty. But Allah has given sukoon inside the heart, that although he appears to be in the storm, the reality is he is on the shore. And those people who appear to be on the shore, the reality is they are in the midst of storms. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that sukoon. And that sukoon will come in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Remember, here the dhikr of Allah is not only confined to the tasbih, but rather it extends to every single command of Allah that is focused to us at any given moment. So if the command of Allah Ta'ala is that we should go and perform our salah, then at that time the person sits down and starts reading tasbih and misses his namaz, then unfortunately that is not the dhikr of Allah. So we have to understand things in its proper perspective. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the understanding. Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned, La ilaha illallah, laysa la hijabun dun Allah, that between this kalima and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier. That when we recite this kalima, we should contemplate and imagine it is going directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from there, Allah ta'ala's rahmat, Allah ta'ala's tawajjuhat, Allah ta'ala's love is being focused on our hearts. When we say La ilaha, remove everything besides Allah from our hearts. When we say illallah, bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the heart. This is Durr Sharif.
La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اس دنیا میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیر، کون مکہ میں جو کچھ بھی ہے سب ہے تیرے زیر نگیر، جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین، جن و انس و حور و ملائک عرش و کرسی چرخ و زمین، کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبی، کون مقام لائق سجدہ تیرے سوائے نور مبی، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں، اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, imagine that you have a tongue in the heart, a tongue in the mouth, both are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that every single grain of sand on earth, every single leaf of every single tree, all taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is wajib to say Jalla Jalaluhu in the first one.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa ta'ala shanu.
Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين يا أرحم الراحمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم الضعفاء والمساكين يا من ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وخطيئة وعورة Oh Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah. Ya Allah, it is only your fazal, your karam, your mercy upon us, Ya Allah, that you have granted us the ability and tawfiq to gather here tonight on this night of Jum'ah in the Mubarak month of Sha'ban, Ya Allah, to take your Mubarak name, Ya Allah. Allah, what a great ni'mat this is, Ya Allah. Allah, that you have chosen us, Ya Allah, to take your Mubarak name, Ya Allah. Allah, as great as your name is, Ya Allah, grant us save such great maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are quickly approaching, Ya Allah, the night of Bara'a, Ya Allah. We are quickly approaching, Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us barakah in this month of Sha'ban, Ya Allah. Let us reach the Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the night of Bara'a is coming very, very soon, Ya Allah. O Allah, grant us the tawfiq to take full advantage of that Mubarak night, Ya Allah. A night, Ya Allah, in which you descend to the first heaven, Ya Allah. And you are calling out, is there anyone seeking forgiveness, that I will forgive him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you want to drench us in the rains of rahmat, Ya Allah. O Allah, do not deprive us tonight, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, do not deprive us on the night of Bara'a, Ya Allah. Do not deprive us in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Make us of those, Ya Allah, who leave this gathering, Ya Allah, completely maghfoor and forgiven, Ya Allah. Allah, the night of Bara'a, make us of those, Ya Allah, who have taken full advantage of your special mercies that are descending in that night, Ya Allah. This month of Ramadan that is coming, Ya Allah. Allah, let it be a wonderful Ramadan, Ya Allah. A Ramadan, Ya Allah, in which, Ya Allah, we value every golden moment and second, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, our lives are melting away like a block of ice for the city day, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, there are so many, Ya Allah, who are with us, Ya Allah. They were gone now, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have no guarantee, Ya Allah, with regards to our lives, Ya Allah. Therefore, Ya Allah, we have to take advantage of every moment that we have, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, therefore, we're taking advantage of this moment, Ya Allah, that we have, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, we are not justifying any sin that we may have committed in the past, Ya Allah. Allah, you blessed us with so many bounties and ni'mats, Ya Allah. The bounties of our eyes, ears, hands, feet, functioning, Ya Allah. Heart, liver, mind, Ya Allah. Such great bounties, Ya Allah. But Allah, we use these bounties on so many occasions for your disobedience, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, even if that was not the case, Ya Allah, there was so much of ghaflat and negligence, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our minor sins, Ya Allah. Those sins which you committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you love to forgive the sinners when they turn towards you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. No one can question you, Ya Allah. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness, Ya Allah, is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire humanity, Ya Allah. No one can question you, Ya Allah, that why did you forgive those brothers that had made sacrifice to come to listen to your name and take your name and listen to your talks, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, no one can question you, Ya Allah. Allah, accept the sacrifices of all those who have come, Ya Allah. There are some brothers, Ya Allah, who have traveled, Ya Allah, almost half an hour to be here, Ya Allah. Allah, you accept the qurbani and sacrifices, Ya Allah. Allah, grant them much, much more, Ya Allah. Bless them with your mahabbat and ma'rifat, Ya Allah. Hum sabko Allah wala bana diji, Ya Allah. Allah, hum sabko apna bana le, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Koi tujhse, koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. If somebody has asked us, what are you crying for? What are you asking for? Ya Allah, we will say, we are asking our Allah from our Allah. We want Allah to become ours, Ya Allah. If you are ours, Ya Allah, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. Allah, if you are not ours, then nothing is ours, Ya Allah. Allah, our businesses will not give us barakat, Ya Allah. Our children will not give us coolness, Ya Allah. But if you are ours, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Our hearts are full of malice, full of hatred, full of jealousy, Ya Allah. The night of Bara'ah is coming and we have so many ill feelings for so many people in our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Allah, let us not, Ya Allah, keep, Ya Allah, malice and hatred for others, Ya Allah. You are always willing to forgive our sins, no matter how far and how many sins we may have committed, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, we are not willing to forgive others, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to forgive as much as you forgive, Ya Allah. You are always ready to forgive, Ya Allah. We make you our witness, Ya Allah, that if anyone has hurt us, Ya Allah, and caused us taklif in any way, Ya Allah, we have forgiven them, Ya Allah. Because, Ya Allah, we need your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Grant us the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to emulate the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, and purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Hameh musaffa, mujalla, muzakka dil ata farma. Ya Allah, you are the best who can purify hearts, Ya Allah. Allah grants us the tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to fulfill the rights of all those who have rights over us, Ya Allah. The rights of our parents, Ya Allah. The rights of our spouses, our children, Ya Allah. Our neighbors, Ya Allah. Family members, Ya Allah. You grant us the tawfiq to fulfill those rights, Ya Allah. Allah, nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah, want to drag us down the gutters of shame and humiliation, Ya Allah. They don't want us to, Ya Allah, take from these Mubarak nights and these Mubarak months, Ya Allah. They want, Ya Allah, to divert us from your remembrance, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, you are more powerful than nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Allah, we are turning towards you, Ya Allah. Protect us from the attacks and the onslaughts of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Madina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka, Ya Rasulallah. Call our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us, Ya Allah, burial in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we are not asking because we are very pious, Ya Allah. We are asking because it is the total opposite, Ya Allah. We are extremely sinful, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but if it is not muqaddar, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, give us the death of barakat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us all for the khidmat of your Mubarak deen, Ya Allah. Make us all a means of hidayat for others, Ya Allah. Blow the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah, especially in this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, change the conditions in this country, Ya Allah. From insecurity to security, Ya Allah. From instability to stability, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect all the works of deen, Ya Allah. Protect the madaris, the masajid, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, the ummah is so divided, Ya Allah. So divided, Ya Allah. And more divisions, Ya Allah. Nabi Kareem Sassam left the ummah in one piece, Ya Allah. But we have fragmented the ummah into a billion pieces, Ya Allah. Unite, Ya Allah, the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. The hearts of husbands and wives, Ya Allah. The hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. The hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the good desires and aspirations. Whatever difficulty, pain, taklif, sickness they are going through, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove it, alleviate it, Ya Allah. Bifadlika, wajudika, wakaramika, ya akram al-akramin. Oh Allah, our parents, Ya Allah, our loved ones, Ya Allah, who have passed away, Ya Allah. Our teachers, Ya Allah, our mashayikh, Ya Allah, our apas, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill the graves with Noor, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, fill the graves with Noor, Ya Allah. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. والله, if a dog is chased from one butcher, the dog can still go to another butcher. Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah, that there is no other door for us besides your door, Ya Allah. Do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun alayl mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillah. السلام ورحمة الله ما شاء الله.
When you walked in just now,
you just feel it.
You don't try it, you just want to